Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
And speaking of Ohio State, Michigan, the Buckeyes blew out the Wolverines 62-39 on Saturday. Michigan came into the game with the highest rated defense in the country, but they gave up 6 touchdown passes to Dwayne Haskins and over 550 total yards. Jim Harbaugh is now 0-4 against Ohio State since he has been at Michigan as the coach. Shannon, how much is Harbaugh
to gotta wear it. Wear it like you wear them khaki pants. Wear it. It's him.
All him.
Yeah, you try to, this is Michigan team. This Michigan team. Did you know that in the preseason, Ohio State was favored by 21? There's a reason why Vegas is in business, Jenny.
No, they don't. Favored by 9. You're going off my tweet in the first half. They're playing like they were 21-point preseason favorite.
They should have been favored by 40.
Okay. Thank you for following my
think about
tweets.
This.
I appreciate it.
I keep telling you, people be,
No, you follow.
I don't follow you.
You got some burner account.
No, I got no burner account.
No, you do.
Skip, look. I've always felt Michigan was overrated. And I kept telling you that Coach Harbaugh's style is not conducive to get to and win a national championship. You have to evolve. And you've seen the evolution with Coach Saban. Coach Saban was a run the ball, 3 yards in the cloud of dust, I'm going to play defense. But something transpired, Skip. You know, even Coach Saban fought against it. These hurry-up offense, they're going to get guys hurt, and this is not football. But he said, you know what? Times are changing. Even Coach K, another guy, Skip, I don't want no one-and-dones. They mess up your program. Coach, what does Coach Saban do now? He exclusively, I want one-and-done, because that's the way. Hey, if everybody's doing it, I might as well join the train. Even Coach Saban said, you know what, I'm going to spread this ball around. I told you Shea Patterson wasn't very good. I tried to tell you that.
Remember, is it my turn?
No! I told you it's my turn. Let me have my – can I have a moment? You dressed over there in the maize and blue. You ought to be ashamed of yourself after what happened to the number 4 ranked team in the country.
How many cases of dew did they win for me this year?
They won –
Two.
Because
I lost one on Saturday, but I won 3 for the season. Because you said they're going to lose 5 games.
That's okay. But this felt
that's okay?
This felt like 5. Skip,
it didn't. I still won 2 cases.
But guess what?
Thank you.
Guess what? They're going to go on a nice trip this offseason. I heard they're going on a safari.
Yeah.
They're going to South Africa. They'll probably go see the lions and the giraffes and Cape Buffalo. They'll probably go get an opportunity to look at the Big Five. You know, if you go to Africa, you got to see the Big Five. But guess where they won't be going, Skip?
Tell me what's my turn.
They won't be going to Indy. You know what happens in Indy? Where you going? Aren't you going to Indy?
I'm going to Indy.
The Big Ten Championship.
Yeah.
When is he going to go to that? He got to wear it. Your guy, khaki pants, and you had the nerve to sit over there and talk about he better than St. Nick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Who's a better pro football coach?
I don't know. This ain't pro.
This
ain't pro. No. Nope. College.
Who put Colin Kaepernick on the map? Who gave Colin Kaepernick a shot? Who replaced Alex Smith with Colin Kaepernick? Jim Harbaugh.
True.
Who went to 3 straight NFC championship games and included a Super Bowl in which he should have won, except for a controversial call at the end. Help me out.
Michigan.
That's why he's better.
We're talking about Coach old khaki pants.
We ready? My turn?
I'd like to hear what you thought, Skip.
I am about to unleash because I saw a really different game, and I'm not sure Shannon Sharp knows all that much about Michigan, and I don't blame him for this because there's no way he followed Michigan. But for much of this football season, Michigan had the best pass rush in all of college football. This team lived and it died off its pass rush. And I told you last week, if Chase Winovich can't go, or if he tries to go and he's a shell of himself, I got no shot in this game. Because the former number one pick in America, Rashawn Gary, has shut it down. He had some kind of shoulder injury and missed 3 games, and then he tried to play a little bit against Indiana, and he did go out there on the football field on Saturday.
Well, that's all he did?
Yeah, and that's all he did in uniform only. He just sort of used his uniform to go out there and just sat there in his stance because here's the most staggering stat of the whole college football season. Michigan on Saturday at Columbus, Ohio, had 0 sacks and even more mind-boggling, 0 quarterback pressures. 0 sacks, 0 pressures. They didn't lay a hand on Dwayne Haskins the whole day. They didn't even hurry him the whole day. He had time to eat a second Thanksgiving dinner while he was looking for another receiver, right? Okay, so if you told me that on Friday, I would have said, I got no chance. And when I watched what happened in the first half, I tweeted at halftime that Ohio State is going to score 60 points, and they got to 62. And the only man that I blame for this is not Jim Harbaugh. It's Don Brown, the defensive coordinator, who is regarded as the best defensive coordinator in all of college football.
That wasn't true.
Okay, well, that's what he's regarded as. And he's had a top five in yards allowed and in scoring, well, not in scoring, but in yards allowed for four straight years. And they went into the game having allowed the fewest yards, not points, because they were 13th in points allowed. And I told you the last 2 weeks, they were shaky. So, again, Chase Winovich went out there. He was dead in the water. He had no burst off the edge. He is their energizer. He is their fire starter. They all feed off his energy. Mm-hmm. They feed off a guy in Rashawn Gary, who's supposed to be a top five pick, but every time I look at Mel Kiper or Todd McShay, he falls because, I don't know, I think he went Nick Bosa. I think he just decided, I'm going to pretty much shut it down and protect myself from injury the rest of the way. Who was their second best pass rusher most of the year? Jenny will know. It was Josh Uche. Suddenly, they don't announce their injuries. He didn't even play on Saturday. And I'm thinking, where's Uche? Oh, he's not listed. He's not. He didn't even suit up for the game. Then early in the game, they cart off David Long, who is their best cornerback. Well, now you got big problems.
Yep.
And then early in the third quarter, they cart off Devin Bush, who is their best blitzer by far and probably their best defensive
player. They could have had Reggie
and
Bush.
Okay?
They could have had Reggie Bush.
So look at what you've lost from the defense. But my problem with Don Brown is, you have to try to blitz him. If you can't, if Winovich is going nowhere fast and Rashawn Gary's just sitting in stance the whole game, somebody has to fly in, send the corner, send somebody. They didn't blitz to my eye one time, and you are going to get annihilated, and they did. So I had only one problem with Jim Harbaugh. By the way, he doesn't coach the defense at all. He lets Don Brown do it all.
It don't look like he did much offensively either.
Okay. If you had told me going into the game that Shea Patterson wouldn't be able to play the fourth quarter and Michigan would go for 400 yards and 39 points, I'd say, thank you, God, I got this. Are you kidding me? They scored 39 points and they...
Maryland put up 54.
Okay, but
it has 600 yards of offense.
But that's enough. That's enough to win this game.
Hold on.
With that defense?
If you don't mind me asking, Skip Bayless, if you score 54 and get to 600 yards, when is 400 yards and 39 points going to be enough?
So I had one problem with Jim Harbaugh. When they tied the score late in the first half, they should have been tied.
Yes.
It should, right?
They went for two.
They went for two to tie it. It was going to be 21-20. Why would you do that? Because you're going to kill your momentum if you miss, because it felt so good. It felt like, oh, they're right in this game, right? At that point, you were sweating bullets wherever you were watching this game.
I told you, Irvin Adam, when I had to go to the grocery store, I went to Tarjay.
Oh, okay.
You know Tarjay.
Oh, yeah, I know Tarjay.
I love Tarjay.
Yeah, I went to Tarjay, got me a big old box of Tide, washed my khakis, and folded them up. Because guess what, Skip? Guess where them khaki pants won't be? Patrolling the sidelines in the Alabama Invitational, also known as the College Football Playoffs.
So I thought Shea Patterson in the three quarters he played really well.
Really?
That's about who he is. I told you he's not a pro quarterback, but he's the best quarterback Jim Harbaugh has ever had in his time at Michigan.
Okay.
So again, 39 points, that'll work. And again, he didn't even play the fourth quarter. But if you're not going to blitz and you're going to sit back and let little David Olave just run wild on you, he's a true freshman who had caught five balls the whole year. And to Urban's credit, he unleashed David Olave in this game. And he's running those crossing routes, and he gets it, and he can just fly.
Look at dude chasing. Yeah. Like Rerun. You see what's happening?
Uh-huh.
When Rerun was chasing that truck, he was like, I go out to get it. That's a shame, Skip Baylor. You're the number four team in the country, and you give up 62 when you talk about you're the number one team in yards allowed. All that huffing and puffing. What about the revenge tour? That last date got canceled, Jimmy.
So, once again, Chase Winovich is hurt and tried to play and couldn't, and Rashawn Gary shut it down. Devin Bush out, David Long gone, Josh Uche gone. If you tell me all five of those aren't going to show, if you tell me they're going to get zero sacks and zero pressures, it's going to be a rout.
Coach Saban doesn't make those excuses.
I mean, the only problem I had with Harbaugh is at halftime, I'm going to my coordinator, as much as he respects him, and I'm saying, I'm sorry, we just got a sellout blitz. We got no shot, although it was only 24-19 at half, so it's still a ball game.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I need pressure on the quarterback, however you can get it. Let's risk some big plays, because you're going to give up big plays anyway. Mm-hmm. And they got run off the carpet, man. They got run out of the building. What, they have 260?
And you wanted to see khaki pants against Bama.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted?
Well, if you give me all these players healthy and rolling, man, I got a shot.
Let me ask you a question.
I got a shot.
Let me ask you a question.
By the way, I told you what their formula was. Who won time of possession? It was 35 to 25 Michigan because they ran the ball great. They had 161 rush yards. How about first downs? 28 to 28. But if you're going to give up one big play after another, it wasn't like Dwayne Haskins completed 30 passes. He only completed 19. But every one of them was for like at least 20 yards.
Let me ask you a question. Who do you think have better receivers, Alabama or Ohio State?
Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the best core in the country.
And so, yeah. you think Khaki Pants would go do something with that?
If you can rush the passer and control the ball, that's the formula. That's how you do it.
Where was the last
you keep Tua on the sideline. Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to run the ball on them big hogs that Alabama got?
I don't know. Obviously,
what are we going to find out? I want to talk about that.
Obviously, Ohio State is an extremely talented roster that was extremely troubled because the coach got suspended.
Yeah.
And they never could put it back together. Sure. Haskins was all over the map. He'd be really good and really not good.
But he's 42-7 now.
Okay, now he is.
42-7.
Yeah.
And so what you going to do? What on Khaki Pants? Khaki Pants got to go.
Mm.
He need to come back. Come on to the NFL.
So they're going to win 11 games, and he's got to go.
Hold on.
You know what? I would love to see him go coach in the NFL.
Let me ask you a question, Skip Bayless. Mm. How long do you think Coach Saban would have been at Alabama if he can't ever beat Auburn?
I don't know.
How long do you think Urban Meyer is going to be at Ohio State if he can't beat Michigan? Mm. If you can't beat your rival in that game?
Obviously, Urban Meyer's the greatest offensive coach in all of
the greatest football. College. I don't know about offense. I don't know about defense, special teams. Mm. But the greatest coach to ever patrol the sidelines in college football happens to be still active.
Mm.
Old St. Nick Saban. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. And don't you ever forget.
Did you go to Alabama?
Don't worry about where I went.
Am I missing something?
Hold on. Talk about. Whoa, Jenny. Jenny, whoa.
Huh. Interesting.
Does BU have a football team?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
No, they do not. What about lacrosse?
Do they have a lacrosse team?
What about Vanderbilt?
Thank you.
Wait a second. I got to congratulate the Vanderbilt Commodores for going to a bowl once again. That's really impressive as the doormat of the Southeastern Conference. Way to go, Commodores.
Yeah.
Anchor down.
Door stop.
Balls down. Peyton down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congrats. No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. There is a buzzy gift on everyone's list this year. It's something they'll use twice every day, was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth. This it gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. What makes Quip the ideal option? Well, Quip toothbrushes use sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for sensitive gums and teeth. They come with a built-in 2-minute timer. It pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when it's time to switch sides. Guys, I have it. It's really awesome. And my travel schedule is packed. And the last thing I want to do, I don't want to lug around a bulky electric toothbrush. So with the slim design and a travel-ready holder, my Quip makes it easy to keep my teeth looking and feeling their best no matter where I am. That's why I love Quip and why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift with a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to GetQuip.com/undisputed right now, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. But you don't have to tell your giftee that. That is your first refill pack free at GetQuip.com/undisputed. Now, back to the show. No mercy.
All right, let's get to the Lakers. They just can't get it together against the Magic. LeBron had 24 points, but he also had 6 of the team's 18 turnovers. With under a minute left in the game, LeBron missed a jumper that could have given LA the lead. Then with under 20 seconds left, he could have tied it with a layup, but he kicked it out. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope missed the go-ahead three. The Lakers lost for the second time this season to Orlando, and the turnovers, they were on LeBron's mind after the game. Take a listen.
I know me personally, my turnovers aren't coming from the less passes that I make. I've had a couple turnovers where I look back and I was like, you should have just held on to that one. I had two of mine was, running to guys and they called offensive foul. I didn't even have a ball. But the last two games, we just haven't taken care of the ball and we can't afford to do that.
Shannon, how much is LeBron to blame for the loss?
I'm going to put a lot of this on his shoulders. He had 10 points in the fourth quarter, but I know LeBron can play better. Two things I think are inhibiting the Lakers from reaching their maximum ability: turnovers and free throw shooting. And LeBron is at the forefront of both of those. Skip, you can't keep turning the ball over like they do. They had an opportunity. And they got up at one point in the first quarter, Skip. They were up 10 points, 12 points. But they should have been up 16 to 18 points because they come over back-to-back, turnover, 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 turnover. I'm like, come on, guys. It's like all of a sudden they get ahead and it's like, okay, who can make the most crisp, best pass? And they get overpassing the basketball. And then this free throw, Skip. This is ridiculous. 20 of 31 is not good enough. And it's on LeBron. LeBron was 6 of 11 yesterday. This game should, I mean, I give him to his credit. He made the two that tied the ball game. But that's not good enough, Skip. It's almost to the, I'm trying everything. Jenny, he get to shoot free throws. I turn the TV. I run to my room and I change shirts. I do a lot of different things, Skip.
Seriously?
I cut the volume up. I turn the volume. I turn the channel. I'm trying everything to get LeBron.
I try all those things, except I do them in
the
reverse.
The other way?
Yeah, you try to put a curse on it. You know what? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Skip. They dug themselves. Look, they got no answer for Vucevic. He's dominating, Skip. I mean, all the big, be it Chandler, be it JaVale, they got no answer for him because he's averaging, what, about 35 and 13 with three or four assists a game. But it's the turnovers, and like I said, Skip, it's turnovers and free throw shooting. And both of them have LeBron James' imprint on him. So I'm placing a lot of the blame on LeBron James. He's their best player. I expect him to play better, and he will. How was that for
Jake? Says LeShannon Sharp.
Sure.
Now it's my turn.
It is.
LeBron James was very lucky yesterday that he played this game in the shadow of the National Football League, because this game belonged in the shadows of the National Football League, because here we go again. Right on schedule, LeBron's late game free throw line demons reared their ugly heads. Just on two, that his decision-making got impacted on the two crucial decisions that had to be made in the final minute yesterday. So he had missed 5 free throws up to that point to drop his season percentage down to 73, which is a notch below his career average. And you say 80% for a case of due for the year.
We're going to get
You're
hot.
You're going to lose that game.
We'll get hot.
Okay. So with 48 seconds left in the game tied, LeBron is being guarded by one Aaron Gordon, who has 5 fouls on him. And LeBron James opts not to drive the basketball. He is simply the greatest attacker of the basketball, the greatest driver of the basketball I have ever seen in all my years watching the NBA. And he opts to step back and shoot a 3-point shot that he misses badly. What are you doing? Drive him to the basket, foul him out. Maybe you get an and one.
Yes.
But you're going to have to maybe shoot 2 free throws to put your team ahead. Well, obviously, he doesn't want to shoot those 2 free throws because he just doesn't trust himself at the late game free throw line. So that brings us to now having to play defense. And what happens to LeBron James? And he's played much better defense than he did at any point last year, except on this play against Terrence Ross. If we could watch this, because here we go. Terrence Ross. There's LeBron. LeBron, that's your guy. Up. LeBron, your guy just blew right by you for a layup that won the game.
He tried to overplay it.
Okay, well, you just can't do that. You're the best. You're playing the best defense
guard
on the Lakers.
If he pulls up and shoot a jumper, you live with that, Skip, but you can't let him drive and get a layup.
You cannot do that, so that puts Orlando up 2. So now we come to the crucial final play of the game, and LeBron does drive the basketball on Vucevic and actually gets him on a little up-and-under move, and he's got him at the basket. He's got him right at the rim. LeBron, shoot it! Shoot it! Get him to foul you. Get an and one. Have the guts to go shoot the 2 free throws. But you know what? Under the circumstance, because LeBron has proven to be so unclutch at the late game free throw line, I guess I got to give it up and say you made the right quote-unquote basketball play, because he kicks it to KCP, who almost shoots an air ball because he's shocked that he's supposed to shoot.
He ain't shocked. What do you think he's on the court for?
He's watching LeBron thinking, LeBron got this. LeBron got
this. Well, remember.
What? You want me to shoot
it? First of all.
You're 1 foot from the basket.
But remember, it was KCP that hit the 3 that put him down by 2 that LeBron did end up stopping him, and LeBron made the 2 free throws that tied the ball game. So this was well within KCP's range. I agree with you. LeBron, I would have preferred in this situation, LeBron James had Vucevic on the up and under.
He did.
To go up and lay up.
Just go ahead and make it, or just give him your shoulder and make him foul you. Just you can do this. But again, you're going to have to go to the free throw line, and you're going to have to make 2 to force overtime.
And I won't.
And would I bet on LeBron there? I would not bet on
him. I would.
I would not.
Hey, but you know what, Skip?
You could do all the unjinxes you want, and he's going to miss one of them. He's just going to. He's shown you too many times.
But you know what's going untalked about? And I just thought about it. Lonzo didn't play in the fourth.
Okay, so let's take the onus off LeBron and put it on Lonzo Ball.
No. I want Lonzo to play.
All I care about is that Orlando is a sub-500 Eastern Conference team, and now they have beaten LeBron James' team twice in, what, 8 days?
Yeah.
Twice in 8 days.
Not even 8 days. They beat them last
Saturday night.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Right?
I just knew we were going to get this one skipped.
Did you?
Knew okay. it.
Well, Orlando knew it was going to get it.
That ain't no nothing.
Because they won, what, the second and third quarters by like 15 and 16?
Yeah. Wow. That's unacceptable.
How can you do that?
Because, like I said, I just laid it out. The Lakers are turning the ball over, and they can't make free throws.
So LeBron had only 4 rebounds yesterday, but he had 6 turnovers. That's not LeBron. He should average 10 rebounds a game. It's a Sunday afternoon. Maybe he's a little tired. Maybe it's
didn't he
early
have 10 other night?
Yeah.
He had 10 other night, right?
No, he should average 10.
No, stop.
And he's got to close for this team, because this team is way better than I thought it was going to be, because it plays defense at a much higher level.
Yeah.
And by the way, LeBron's all the way up right now to 47th in defensive win shares, which by his standards, he was like 318 last year.
Yeah.
Well, 47th is pretty good. This team is much better as a group playing defense.
But I didn't like the fact that LeBron wasn't aggressive. 13 of field goal attempts is not nearly enough. LeBron needs to be on a nightly basis somewhere between 18 and 21 field goal attempts. That lets me know he's aggressive. And yesterday he wasn't aggressive.
Okay.
He tried to get other people involved.
You've been raving about how few minutes he's played. So
yeah.
He played 40 yesterday, right?
Needed it.
Okay, did he just wear out in
no.
the end? No.
I didn't like. I'm with Magic. I didn't like the late game execution. That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
King, just drive it. Just shoot the free throws.
Well,
I don't know.
Do
he's never done it.
But he'll get it right tonight. Yeah. Who they play tonight or tomorrow?
Well, Tuesday, Denver.
Yeah, tomorrow night Denver.
Oh.
At Denver. But he did have that triple double against them earlier in the year, but that was at home.
Get him.
Remember, Lance saved him at home against Denver.
Stop.
Lance took the game over.
You want some dew on this one?
No.
Wants to do this in Denver.
Maybe tomorrow?
You scared. Scared.
Hey, the Lakers, they've been playing like the second best team in the West. And I'm not even sure the first best team has been playing like first.
It has been interesting.
You know? You are scared.
No, I'm not. You should be afraid of LeBron at the late game free throw.
He'll get it right. He'll be 80 by the end of the year.
He will not be 80. Want to increase the bet?
No.
Thank you.
I don't think
this guy's scared over
I got enough.
Doesn't strike me as someone who gets that way.
No mercy.
Well, the Patriots got off to the right track yesterday with an easy win over the Jets. Tom Brady threw for nearly 300 yards and had a couple of touchdown passes to his favorite targets, Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman. The Patriots are now 8-3 and one game behind the Chiefs.
Interesting.
So, Shannon, what chance do you give the Patriots to be the number one seed in the AFC?
Well, if I were to drink milk, it'd be 2%. So that's what a chance I'm giving them,
2%.
2%. 2%.
They're one game
yeah.
in Kansas City.
2%. Okay. Hold on. First of all, can I ask you a question if you mind me asking? You feel free to answer this. Why are you talking when Jenny asked me?
I don't even drink milk, so I don't
Well,
know.
Good. I don't either. I said if I were to drink milk, it'd be 2%. So that's the chance I'm giving them, Skip.
Okay.
Look, I wasn't impressed with them because all they did was beat a very bad Jets team. You know that. I know that.
I don't.
And Josh McCown is almost 40, and he's been terrible since he's been in the NFL.
That's not true. Go ahead.
He's been a career backup. You know that. I know that.
He went on a great run in Chicago in place of Jay Cutler. Remember that?
After 18 years?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You talk about number one seed. I don't even believe they're going to be the number two seed. And I can make a better case that they're the fourth best team in the AFC than I can them being the best team in the AFC. Yeah, you know that. I know that also, Skip Bayless.
Okay, keep trying.
They played the Steelers, so we'll see. This thing will crystallize itself in the very, very near future. We're not going to have to get to week 16, week 17 to see this thing play out. This thing will crystallize itself way, way before then.
Oh, really?
And look, the Patriots, they're very, very well coached. They don't beat themselves. They don't make the mistakes. They don't get the pre-snap penalties. They don't do anything that's going to put themselves in harm's way. But Tom Brady has been very average. 21st in completion percentage. He's behind Ryan Tannehill and Mitchell Trubisky. 16th in yards per attempt. Behind Tannehill and Mitchell Trubisky. 14th in TD passes. Did you know, Jenny? Tom Brady has 3 TD passes in his last 4 games. And guess what, Skip Bayless? It's not that he's been getting sacked. He's 25 quarterbacks has been sacked more than Tom Brady. Mm. And you talk, oh, they can't run the ball. Mm. Can it interest you yesterday in 215? Mm-hmm. Sonny Michel ran the ball.
I'll take mm-hmm.
James White ran the ball.
I'll take
So what's the excuse now? Mm-hmm. See, when things go well, Tom Brady gets all the credit. They ran the ball for 215. Mm-hmm. Deep played a very bad Jets team. Skip Bayless want to heap all this praise on Tom Brady. Mm. But the moment things go bad, this was a bad Jets team. Mm. They're in a bad division. Horrible division, the worst division since this inception. This has been the worst division in all of football. Mm. You know that, I know that.
Well, that's one reason you should like them to be the number one seed.
No,
right?
No.
You're making my case
no,
for me. Thank
no,
you.
No, no, no.
Tell me when it's
no,
my turn.
They're in a bad division. Mm. But unfortunately, Skip, guess what? Mm. Like I said, all this will crystallize. We're not going to have to get to week 16 and 17. Mm-hmm. They play San Diego played the Steelers. Steelers also played the Patriots, so we have a better understanding. But I do not believe the Chiefs will lose another game. Mm. They'll finish the season at 14-2, and if you're not careful, well, San Diego can't be the number one or number two seed because they can't win the division because I believe Kansas City's going to win that. Mm. But I believe Pittsburgh would be number two, and New England would have to take their.
So you're picking Pittsburgh to beat New England, correct?
I am.
Okay. You want some on that right now?
Skip.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm just checking.
I'm tired of you because then you weasel and back up out of
checking.
It. No.
I don't ever weasel.
Yeah.
I never back out of anything. Yeah. So what I saw yesterday, Jenny, I don't know. I got to get a new TV, but I saw Rob Gronkowski was back. I don't know how long it'll last, but he was back and he looked pretty good
to
me.
Did you see Jamal? First of all, Tom Brady should have never thrown that ball with safety over the top. But did you see Jamal Adams take Rob Gronkowski one-on-one? Mm. When was the last time? You see a team say, you know what, guys? I want to take my safety, who's a strong in-the-box safety, and play Gronk one-on-one. When was the last time you saw that happen, Skip?
All I know, the game got broken open on 3rd and 11 from the 34 when Tom Brady just dropped straight back. This is 3rd and 11 now, and he goes right up the gut to Rob Gronkowski, and it is a thing of beauty. It is right on the button with little Mo Claiborne at 5'11 as the backstop. And Brady said, I'll take some of that. I'll take six of those, as in 6 points right there.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful throw. That's Tom Brady. That's the guy that you say should retire right now, right? Well, that's what you're saying, right? You're saying he's average, washed up.
Hold on.
Is he washed up?
No, the number. What does the numbers say, Skip? You like numbers.
The only number I like is 8 and 3.
Oh, hey, so those are the numbers
And I like beat Patrick Mahomes, beat Aaron Rodgers. Does that count on your stat sheet there?
He beat Patrick Mahomes, but what's Patrick Mahomes' number?
Okay, it's one game better, but if you look hard at what's about to happen.
Everything is better.
All of a sudden.
QBR better, touchdown better.
Shaq Mason was back for the first time in a long time yesterday in the offensive line. It looks solidified because Sony Michel finally looked pretty close to fully healthy yesterday. And they go for 215, which was their most rush yard since that classic. Remember the Jonas Gray game at Andrew Luck on that Sunday night? It was back on November 16th of 2014 when Jonas Gray went for, what was it? He ran
he
a while. 37 for 201. And then he missed a meeting and he was gone, never to be heard from again, right?
I don't even know if he's in the NFL.
I don't know what happened to him, but whatever. God bless him. I hope he's okay. But that was all that they needed on that night. They just shut it down and ran the football. So yesterday, they ran it and they threw it. Tom threw for almost 300 yards.
No, Skip, stop that.
The
numbers equaled out. But Tom Brady was horrible early. Know that, yes.
I never saw horrible. I saw velocity. I saw mustard on his passes. I saw zip. I saw accuracy. I saw one throw to a covered Gronkowski that hit him right in the hands.
Should
have hung on to
it. You must be watched up. Jurassic Park, Velociraptor.
And all I saw was the formula for winning out for the New England Patriots. What do they do best? They keep that below average defense on the sideline. So they win in spite of the Bill Belichick, who has lost his fastball with the defense, and they're coming out of the bye week. Yet they dominated the clock 34-26, 34 minutes. I'm taking it because it's the formula for winning out.
Showing up is the formula for beating the Jets.
Okay.
Just showing up.
Okay. What's going to happen when they show up against the Vikings? Then
they
go to Miami. I kind of like their chances. Usually I don't love their
Ryan
December
Tannehill.
Chances at Miami, but I kind of like
Who has better numbers? Right. I mean, the numbers say Ryan Tannehill – is playing better than Tom Brady. That's what the numbers say, right? Skip. And you're a numbers guy.
Then it's at Pittsburgh. And you know what? I carefully watched Pittsburgh yesterday. I just don't know if I trust Big Ben. He does some great things, and he'll try anything at any moment. And then all of a sudden, he throws it to the other
team.
Hold
on, wait a minute. Hold on, Skip. Hold on. Well, I know we're going to talk about it. Hold on, wait a minute. You talk about Ben Roethlisberger will try anything, and you bash him over the head, and then you criticize Aaron Rodgers for not trying everything. Why?
Because Aaron Rodgers will try nothing to help. Who's got better receivers, Ben or Aaron? I don't know. Just help me out.
He'll
just throw anything to anybody at any moment, and he's got firepower everywhere.
But let you tell it, Aaron Rodgers should just be throwing the ball over like Big Ben.
No, he should be trying more than he tries. He tries nothing. There's no way he's even going to attempt to throw a 50-50 ball that could be intercepted.
I mean, should Ben have thrown it? We're going to talk about, should Ben throw that last pass?
The one that got intercepted in the end zone? Well, he got fooled by a guy who got blocked into the interception.
But even if that guy doesn't block it, where's Roby?
He's all over it.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, I think he would have picked it or at least knocked it down.
Yeah, I'm glad the D lineman, because Roby got brick hands.
How did the game end, Pittsburgh, New England at Pittsburgh last
year?
Same play, right?
It was just the Eli Rogers. Maybe you should stop calling that play over the middle trying to throw it.
Maybe you should stop calling that play.
But that's neither here nor there.
So do you trust the Pittsburgh Steelers to finally get some revenge on Tom Brady? I don't. I just don't.
I do.
Then guess who Tom Brady ends up with? Buffalo and the Jets at home.
Really?
I think
about that. So even with that being said, playing Buffalo, playing Miami, playing the Jets, Tom Brady's been very average this season.
Is 8-3 average in the AFC? I think it's pretty good.
No. That's a team award. I see what you're trying to do, Skip Bayless, but I won't let you do it today.
Who's the most valuable player on the team? Who's been the most responsible for 8-3 so far?
I'm sure they'll have a banquet where they'll award the most valuable team player. But that's not how we do in the NFL. See, I see what you're trying to do.
So, you know what else I'd like to try to do?
What?
I'd like to give Tom Brady a little bit of credit.
For what?
For breaking Peyton Manning's all-time record for passing yards.
Really?
In both the regular and the postseason.
So that's what we do now.
So,
do you
realize if we flipped roles here, let's dare I say, if that had been LeBron James yesterday breaking some all-time record like that, the world would spin on its axis the wrong way. That's what would happen.
Skip,
the world would stop spinning for a whole day.
People would throw
parades.
Who has the most sacks, playoffs, and regular season combined? Who has the most forced fumbles? They don't do that now because Tom Brady, guess what? See, Drew Brees already has the passing yardage. So he's not going to get that. Drew Brees has already passed him in touchdowns. He's not going to get that. Well, we got to find a way to get Tom Brady's name mentioned with the great. They've never done this before.
Peyton Manning yesterday.
When did they start combining that?
Did they stop the telecast yesterday to honor Tom Brady?
Why did they mention it?
They mentioned it later after
it happened. Well, they shouldn't have mentioned it at all because that's not even anything.
This is straight Brady hate.
No,
that's
it's not.
That is.
Who has the most tackles in the regular season and playoffs?
That's jealousy. That's resentment. That might be just Brady burnout because you keep being wrong about Tom Brady.
No,
it's okay.
I'm trying to figure out when did they start doing this. I've never heard that stat before. Never heard it.
Never heard it. Is it a stat?
Yes.
Did we fake it? Did we make it up?
Normally what happens, the guy that has the most regular season, Drew Brees has the most regular season passing yards in NFL history. Tom Brady has the most passing yards in postseason history. Mm. They normally split those two, keep them separate. Mm. Now, you're telling me, Skip, that the playoffs are everything. So since when do we want to combine them with the regular season when the regular season is?
Well, you have nothing to worry about because nobody's talking about it except me. And exactly. I'm going to give Tom a sitting ovation.
No, you're not.
A sitting ovation.
Stop clapping.
At least he deserves a sitting ovation.
There's nothing.
Sitting. I'm just sitting. That's all I'm doing. I'm not even standing up. Way to go, Tom.
There's nothing.
Because I'm the only one.
Because you made that up.
Here, wait, that's I nothing. Should do it like this because you shouldn't be able to hear it.
Nothing.
No hands clapping,
nothing.
Right?
Okay. Oh, Tom Brady, he has the most passing yards in regular combined. Really, Skip?
So, the guy you still like for MVP, I think you're still on this bandwagon, although it's lost one wheel at least, is Patrick Mahomes. So, Kansas City, they get Oakland twice. They bookend Oakland in these last five games. So
how many touchdowns do you think he's throwing those two games?
I hope he throws 10 in each game.
In between
those two games come these three. Baltimore at Kansas City. That's a little dicey, a little tricky. Baltimore has the number one scoring defense in football. Then your Super Bowl team, the Chargers, who just wiped out Arizona yesterday.
Yep.
What was it? Like 45 unanswered?
45-10. I mean, that's nothing to brag about.
Really?
Yeah.
How about 25 passes to start the game?
That's
25
very
in a row? Is it?
Yeah.
Against Arizona?
Yeah.
Really? And where's it going to get you?
Now, let that. You see what I'm saying, Jenny? Mm-hmm. Now, let that have been Tom Brady. Now, we up here hooping and hollering about Tom Brady combined regular season and playoff yardage.
What has Phillip Rivers ever done in the postseason? Help me out. Do you want to start comparing Phillip Rivers' postseason to Tom Brady's postseason?
I mean, to be that Coach Belichick, who knows what he would do?
Oh, really?
Skip, look, we minimize, we poo-poo Phillip Rivers because the two guys in his draft class both have multiple Super Bowl wins.
Okay.
And Drew Brees, who he replaced in San Diego, has had a transcendent and a pantheon great career once he joined that.
Mm.
Okay, but Phillip Rivers has been magnificent.
Huh.
Hasn't missed a start.
Okay, I'll give you all that, but he has not been magnificent in the postseason. That's just me. So, Kansas City, they're the team in question. One game ahead of the Patriots, who beat Kansas City.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker goes to New England.
Yeah. Yep.
So, they have in the middle three games of the closing five, Baltimore, Chargers at home, and then guess what? On a Sunday night, they have to go to Seattle. Could that be the game? Could that be?
You want to put Dew on it?
Go Russell Wilson. I'll wait until to see who's healthy. Okay. I'll wait to see, but I'm leaning toward Dew on that game.
Yeah.
Because if they lose that game and Tom Brady wins out, guess what's going to happen, Mr. Sharp? Patrick Mahomes is going to have to go back to Foxborough, the scene of the nightmare. Right?
Do I seem worried?
Mm-hmm.
Do I seem worried?
Do I seem worried?
Yeah, you very worried.
I think I'm good.
Because you know the Patriots going on the road in the playoffs.
Mm.
How did that end, Skip? Mm. Last two times they've been gone on the road in the playoffs. What happens, Skip?
That's what happens to most teams.
Talking about the last three times.
Mm.
Well. In Indy and twice in Denver.
Mm.
Oh, what happened? Mm. Oh, that was Coach Belichick. That's about Coach Belichick because Tom Brady wasn't a quarterback.
I understand.
And Coach Belichick let the team down.
Yep. No mercy.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers went into last night's game winless on the road this season. And, yeah, they stayed that way after a 24-17 loss in Minnesota. Rodgers struggled, throwing for a season-low 198 yards, and he missed Devontae Adams in the end zone late in the fourth quarter that could have cut the Vikings' lead to 3. The Packers are now 4-6-1 and way out of the playoff race. We're joined by Hall of Famer Rod Woods. And, Rod, thank you for being with us today. When you look at Aaron Rodgers, is he to blame for the Packers' struggles this season?
He's partial to blame. Okay. I mean, quarterbacks get too much credit when you win, and they get way too much blame when they lose. Mm. And you look at Aaron Rodgers and what he's done for this franchise since he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's going to be in Canton once he's done. Mm-hmm. And has he had a great year this year? No. You know, we talk about that 3rd-and-1 throw a couple weeks ago. He had that 2nd-and-1 throw, he threw the ball in the dirt again, and he missed Devontae Adams in the end zone again. But it's not him. That defense is not great. And the same thing that it's kind of like Big Ben. The same thing I love about Big Ben is I hate about him. The same thing I love about Aaron Rodgers, I hate about him, because he's always trying to make the big play. He's always trying to make that splash play. So he holds on to the ball a lot more than normal. Then when he was younger, he can get away. And he did get away. But everything that you think about with the Green Bay Packers and their success is because of number 12. When number 12's not playing, this football team is not even close to being any good. At least, and they're competitive this year, even though they don't have a winning record. I think the blame goes to the head coach, Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, this has to be a choice to me. Is it Mike McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers? Where are you going to go with this? Because, you know, I look at the history of them playing. The system hasn't really changed.
Nope.
It hasn't changed. But Aaron Rodgers made that system work. Well, the system's not working now. Even though Aaron Rodgers still has some great games, he has some tremendous throws in and out of the pocket that we see no other quarterback in the National Football League can make. It's the one common denominator is the head coach. And he's supposed to be this offensive genius, and I just don't see it. And I think they have to make a decision. There's going to be Aaron Rodgers, which I would stay with Aaron Rodgers, because this guy is an elite quarterback comparable to the head coach.
I agree with everything you just said. I think Mike McCarthy is gone at the end of the season. Skip, I just believe Aaron Rodgers has lost confidence in Mike McCarthy, and he has not evolved. Because you look at Andy Reid. Andy Reid has evolved. Andy Reid is not calling the same plays in Kansas City as he called in Philly. Because it's a time of the change. It's more open set. It's get the ball out quick. And sometimes Aaron, because he wants to get the ball out so quick, he's throwing off that back foot, the ball nosedive, and it goes into the turf. Because Aaron can't rely on his defense, Skip, he doesn't have a defense that takes the ball away. He doesn't have a defense that's stout and can stop people. See, I'm not so – would it have made a difference if he makes that throw to Davante Adams and makes it a three-point ball game? No, because guess what? They couldn't get the ball back for him anyway. Minnesota got two first downs and ran the clock out.
Maybe the momentum would have been different. Huh? It's a three-point game.
3-7 doesn't matter. Because if he gets the ball back, guess what?
It was like a win for Minnesota that they kept him out of the end zone.
No, but what they got to do for Green Bay's defense?
I don't know. Maybe it fires them up. Maybe they make a play.
Exactly. And they didn't. See? That's what – thank you for making my point for me. Skip, I know. We're great. We're great duo together, Skip. Look, Aaron has 20 touchdowns and one interception. But it doesn't feel like he's had that type of season. It doesn't feel like the season that we've seen from Aaron Rodgers in the past where he's been spectacular basically for games. Now this year, we've seen him great in stretches. Mm-hmm. And he can't – and his stretches of being great – can't overcome the inconsistent and inadequate play from his defense. Mm. And that's the difference in the ball game, Skip. There have been now, if he's not 300 plus and 3-4 touchdowns, they don't win. And that's a shame. That's a lot of pressure, even on someone making that kind of money, to have to be that great all the time. Mm-hmm. And even the guy that you said the great can't be great all the time, Tom Brady. He can't be great all the time, and sometimes you need your defense to bail you out. Mm. Well, Aaron Rodgers, bro, I hate to tell you, and in over the last 3-4 years, your defense hasn't and won't bail you out. Mm. But I believe Mike McCarthy's gone. Aaron Rodgers going to get a new coach in there and watch him take off. Mm.
So the only thing I agree with both of you on is Mike McCarthy is out. He is dead in the water. The GOAT, as you call Aaron Rodgers, needs a scapegoat, and Mike McCarthy going to be the scapegoat. And there was one point last night where Mike McCarthy is not in the best shape in the world. He was upset about the clock had started too quickly.
Turned red, about to pass out.
I thought he was about to blow a gasket, man. I mean, he just
started hyperventilating.
Right? Look worse than Urban Meyer does occasionally on the side. Whew. So he probably needs a change of scenery. He needs to go somewhere else. But by the way, there were years when I would talk to people around the league. I'm going back 6, 7, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Mike McCarthy was regarded as one of the top play callers in the business. Okay, has he lost his fastball, lost his way? Does he depend too much on Aaron's arm as opposed to creativity and game planning? Does he just say he can pull off anything at any point? Maybe he does. But to me, again, he has set the bar the highest you can set it because he says this is the greatest quarterback in the history of football, the greatest thrower of the football. So I'm putting my bar way up here, and he's way down here this year in his performance. Mm-hmm. By his standards, he's had a miserable year, and by his standards, he had a miserable game last night. And again, it comes down to those clutch plays, those clutch throws, where if you make those, I don't know, maybe it's a different story. If you'd make the one throw at Seattle, maybe it's a different story. And to your point, he goes wild low and then wild high. Throws it in the dirt. I don't know what's going on with him. He's looking to me, and I know this is blasphemous to say, he's just looking a little gun-shy to me. And I know he didn't have Bakhtiari for much of the second half, his left tackle, but he's starting to look like he's losing a little nerve and a little stomach for just standing in there and facing the rush and taking a shot and delivering the football. And again, he used to try to make splash plays, but this year he's not trying to make splash. He's going to shatter his all-time record for just throwing the football away. Is it to avoid sacks or to avoid interceptions? I don't know, but he just throws it away. He's got the quickest trigger now, and even when somebody's open, he's feeling it, he's seeing it, he's feeling the rush, seeing ghosts, and it's quick trigger, and it's off the left foot, it's off the back foot, he's falling back. The footwork is horrendously bad, maybe because the knee never came back right, maybe because he doesn't trust his legs to get him out of harm's way anymore. And I just don't, nobody loves to get beat up in the pocket, but especially him. He makes a lot of money. He makes a lot of money from State Farm commercials.
Stop talking about that.
He does. He needs to fire his agent. That guy's a bad agent. That Gabriel, he's terrible.
But especially taking a bad dump in his bathroom and messing it all up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Rob's point is that he's still holding the ball. So he's still trying to get those big plays down the field.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's holding the ball. I just feel like he's flinching.
I mean, he's getting sacked at a very high rate this year. He is taking a lot of hits. He's done that the last several years. Now, if you think about the Green Bay Packers and when they've been good, they've had a running game. Mm-hmm. Think about all the running backs that come through there when they're winning football games and winning Super Bowls. They haven't had a running game that I can't remember the last time they've had a
running game. When Aaron Jones gets rolling, man, he runs through brick walls. I thought early they had him going. I know, I got it. But last night, I was thinking, boy, he runs hard. Yeah. He was carrying people with him.
And as bad as we want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, let's just give Mr. Cousins some credit, because I've been very critical of Cousins, saying that he's not that guy. Listen, throw him for 300. They brought him here for one reason, because they said he was the missing link for this football team to get them over the hump to win games like this. Because I've always said he's never won a critical game for the Washington Redskins. He didn't do it
You're
for any team he's
me?
Played for. And now he comes in last night and he looked like Aaron Rodgers. He was throwing that ball he threw to Thielen was one of the best throws I've seen him make all year long.
Are you sure? It wasn't just a terrible idea? He throws it to double
cover. Oh, no, the best one, the one I saw up there second week. When he jumped, you remember he dropped it in there against two guys?
But somebody in goal should have caught
that ball. No. So don't you always hear say, that's a 50-50 ball? Mm. Well, he believes in Thielen. He believes in Diggs. He believes in Rudolph. He believes in all his guys. That they're going to, when he throws a ball up there, they're going to make the play, not the DB.
I know, but who believes in Thielen is Thielen. I mean, he's unbelievable. It's going to be his football.
But you have to give him credit for what he did last night, because he took this. Now, the defense is getting a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, Griffin and Hunter, they're getting after quarterbacks.
That. I mean, it was.
Joseph and Sheldon Richardson all of a sudden.
And Barr came back. Yeah. So is it any different than it was last year when it was the number one defense?
Well, remember, Skip, they got torched. We saw them on Monday night against the Rams, and they're giving up big plays. Yeah. And like, what happened to that defense? Uh-huh. They gave up big plays again. And so now they're starting to creep back on third down. They're getting you off the field. They're keeping teams out of the end zone. Now, can Kirk do what they asked him to do, what they gave him $84 million guaranteed for games like this, to go head-to-head with Rodgers and to win, to go head-to-head with Brady and to win. In order for them to get to where they want to go, Skip, that's what's going to happen. He's going to have to outgun a Jared Goff. He's going to have to outgun some of these big-name quarterbacks.
He's going to have to outgun Russell Wilson in Seattle.
All right, he'd do that. He should be.
And then next up is that guy up in Foxborough.
Who's
that?
Yeah. They're going to be
guy who should retire.
Come on, Ray Hunter.
Yeah.
I think I'm liking Minnesota.
Are you?
Yeah. I think
really?
I'm liking
interesting.
Oh, Vikings. I agree with Purple you, Danny.
Vikings are back.
The Vikings and the cold, Skip.
Check down. Kirk is now 20th in the NFL in yards per attempt. It's the lowest yards per attempt of his career because he just checks it down like crazy.
He's taking what the defense gives
Throw it
him.
Underneath to Thielen. Throw it underneath Diggs. Let them run with it.
The ball to the running back more than Tom Brady? Nobody.
I don't think anybody.
Yeah.
James White is not a running back.
What is he?
He's another receiver.
No, he's a running back.
His best.
He's a running back. He ain't going downfield running no curls.
At least the Vikings finally found a way to win a night game, guys, this season. Mm. It had been a struggle. Mm. So I'm gonna end with that. Yeah.
You know what?
I don't even care about that.
Thank you, Aaron.
You picked me.
I did.
Thank
because
you, Aaron.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers over Kirk Cousins any night.
That's that Kirk Cousins hate. You just got hate.
Rod, thank you for joining us. No mercy. Moving on to the Steelers. Big Ben, he threw a season-high 462 yards, but it wasn't enough against the Broncos yesterday. He threw two interceptions, including a huge one with just over a minute left in the fourth quarter. The Steelers were down 7, but Ben was picked off in the end zone by a defensive lineman. The Steelers' 6-game winning streak is now over. Let's take a listen to what Roethlisberger had to say after the game.
Of all the interceptions I've thrown, that's one of the most fluky I've ever been associated with. I never would have thought in a million years that a defensive lineman would get blocked off the ball that far right into an interception. But good play by him.
Okay, Shannon, how much do you trust Ben going forward?
I don't trust him as much as I once did, Skip. And we've seen this. He ends up with tremendous numbers. He's the only quarterback with, I think, 3 500-yard passing games in NFL history. No other quarterback has more than one. We saw it last year in the divisional round of the playoffs against Jacksonville. He has 470, big numbers. And he has that ability because he has two outstanding receivers outside, Juju and Antonio.
Which order?
Well,
maybe you went Juju first.
Yeah, seemingly. Yep. I mean, look at all the targets he had yesterday with all the catches.
Yep.
McDonald and Jesse James and Connor running the ball can catch it out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. James Washington occasionally when he catches the ball. But I don't trust him as much as I once did. Skip, he had two horrible interceptions. That one to Chris Harris. I mean, That's terrible.
It's a game changer. It just turns the whole game around.
And again, we saw the last play of the game, just like last year, last play of the game against the Patriots. At some point in time, maybe stop calling that. Too many things can happen, and Ben's like, well, the guy gets blocked off the ball. Ben, look at the trajectory that you threw it. I'm not so sure if he doesn't catch it, Bradley Roby doesn't catch it because he jets it, which means he undercuts Antonio Brown.
I would think so. Yep. And all I saw was orange, a whole lot of orange.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they had a blocked field goal skill, but I'm trying to figure out what is the tight end. Grimble makes a great play. We call that oh shucks throwback to the tight end because Ben rolls one way, and all of a sudden they drag the tight end, and the defense look, oh shucks, the tight end. Skip, all he has to do is just plant and cut into the end zone. He told the reporter last night, all I had to do was plant, cut, and go into the end zone, but I wanted to run the DB over.
Well, he took a lick.
He got buckled, fumbled the ball out of the end zone. The Broncos, instead of getting a touchdown, the Broncos get the ball in the 20.
Huge play.
So it's not all on Ben, but I can't trust Ben because I've seen this too. I've seen this Ben, what I saw yesterday, a lot more in the last couple of years in big games than I saw the Ben in early in his career, Skip, when he didn't make these mistakes. Mm-hmm. He's going to put up big numbers because he has the weapons to put up big numbers, but I'm not so sure. I know for a fact I don't trust him as much as I once did, especially in big games. So I hope it doesn't come down to I'm counting on Ben to make throws against the Patriots or Kansas City in the last moments because I don't believe I can put that kind of trust in him, Skip.
I'm not sure I ever really trusted him.
Really?
I watched my guy Tim Tebow beat Ben Roethlisberger head-to-head in a playoff game in that same stadium that you made the Hall of Fame in, right? So yesterday, I saw the best of Ben and I saw the worst of
Correct.
Ben. Because I'm not sure anybody could have made the 97-yard touchdown throw because he stood in and he took a shot right in the face. And he is a big man, just a big old lumberjack of a quarterback.
Yep.
And he threw it right on the money to Juju and Juju did the rest.
Yeah.
And it was breathtaking.
Yep.
It was the play of the day in the positive side. The negative play of the day happened down on the goal line.
Yep.
Just shock of shocks. Like, what? He did it again? He did that? Because he will try, Ben Roethlisberger, he will try anything at any moment with no conscience because he does have a flying circus of receivers who will make circus catches all over the field. And his offensive line is pretty good.
Oh,
it's
right up there.
I don't know.
I don't know. And Pouncey
It's right there with New Orleans' offensive line in protection.
So
Ben, he can stand back there and say, oh, I'll try this, I'll try that. And he can also shake off pass rushers the way nobody else can. And then he'll just say, you know what? I think I might be able to pull that off over there. Ben, what are you thinking? You got to value the football.
Skip, you can't possess the ball 10 more minutes. You can't have 200 more yards than the opposing team and lose. But let me tell you how you do it. You turn it over three more times. James Conner has a first down, Skip. He jumps into the air. Bradley Roby hits him. He fumbles the ball.
Ben
with the two terrible interceptions.
Yep.
The block PAT. The fumble in the corner of the end zone. Skip, you do that, you're going to lose. Like I said, Jacksonville last year, Skip. Remember, Ben fumble, scoop and score. He turns the ball over in his own territory. The next play, Jack scores. That's 14 points. And when he's going to have these numbers, because guess what? He's going to put his team in harm's way, and he's going to have to throw his team back into it. So he's going to put up these numbers, Skip. But this, you can't lose. If you say you're going to be the team that you think you can be, you can't. Look, Broncos, my team, play 12 years. You can't lose to the Broncos. Case Keenum can't beat you. Again, 2 weeks in a row, look who the Broncos have beaten the last 2 weeks. They beat the Chargers on the road. They beat the Steelers at home.
What does that tell you about Phillip Rivers and Ben Roethlisberger?
It tell me old Broncos going to have a say in this.
It
tell me the Broncos going to have a say. You see them old color rush?
You getting back on that bandwagon?
Nope.
Not yet.
Because you did pick the Chargers to get to the Super Bowl,
correct?
Yep.
Did you pick him to win the Super Bowl? I think you did.
Skip.
I believe you did.
I mean, look at Juju has 17 targets.
Oh, we just changed the subject, didn't we?
189 yards. You know, and
so
Antonio can't be happy about that.
Who's coming to Pittsburgh on Sunday night?
Chargers,
you're right?
Yeah.
And the Steelers still have to deal with New England at home again on December 16th.
They got that one.
Here we go, same
got
time next year.
Got that one.
And then 1 week after that, they have to go to New Orleans.
That might be a record. Oh, there's going to be some yards for them. Both quarterbacks might throw for 500.
At New Orleans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both quarterbacks.
Okay. Well, they're not out of these woods yet because they're 7-3-1, and here comes Baltimore. Lamar Jackson and Baltimore. You sure Baltimore's not going to catch them in the division?
I'm worried. Pittsburgh going to handle business against you guys.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
It's not you guys. I don't love New England. I just like the quarterback.
Now, don't worry about it. So he on the team.
You say my guy. If you say my guy, you got me.
Your guy.
Yep.
They're on your team.
Okay.
So you like him.
You want to get your due back on it?
Yeah, I'm going to get it. Oh, I'm betting Steelers.
Okay.
I'm betting Steelers on that.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Oh, but guess what, Skip? But I feel very comfortable in saying this. By the end of the season, I'll be down to about 5 cases.
Yep. You have 3 bet on the Philadelphia Eagles we're about to talk about.
You
have 3 bet against my Dallas
Cowboys.
You
were feeling good that first half.
That's six.
I know it. He was feeling real good that first half. Oh, limp it to him. Mm-hmm. Oh, wince it to him.
Yeah, W-I-N-C-E.
Yeah, and guess what happened?
We'll talk about them.
Oh, walk it.
We will.
Yeah, we will.
But Baltimore.
So Baltimore has to go to Atlanta. Then they have to go to Kansas City. That's tough. But they get the Bucs. Then they go to the Chargers, and then they get Baker Mayfield in the last game at home. He beat them in Cleveland. Well, I don't know.
Did he not beat them in Baltimore? You
want
them doing that?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm just telling you, I like Baltimore. I think they got a chance to catch
I just think they've given up too much ground to catch up.
I don't know. I don't know. But as much as I love to watch Pittsburgh play, I never know what Ben might do next. Because on his best day, he might make his worst play. Yep. That's the truth.
Skip, I mean, think about it. And they had 23 more plays. Pittsburgh ran 23 more plays, had over 200 more yards in 10 minutes time of possession and lose. But when you turn it over like that, when you have 4 turnovers, that will happen. That'll beat you. Okay. I don't care how good your quarterback plays. He can't overcome that.
How'd they get a tie on their marring their record? How'd that
happen? Ben had 5 turnovers that game.
5. Okay. So he's 24 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. Not great.
Well, you know what? He got more than somebody. More touchdowns than somebody. I know somebody don't even have 20 touchdowns yet.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You
know.
I wonder who that is.
I know, but my homeboys. My homeboy got a bunch of tubs.
You mean the guy who lost to Tom Brady?
No, his team lost to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady threw for 182 in the fourth quarter to outgun Patrick.
Well, he should have kept some of them yards in the fourth quarter for Mariota and the Titans.
Way to go.
How many did he throw for the fourth quarter against the Titans? Oh, let me guess. Remember, Jenny? Oh, Coach Belichick took him out. Oh, he's going to play all the fourth quarter against everybody else. But when they started hammering on him.
Who's the number 2 seed right now in the AFC?
Hold on, you play for the number 2 seed or number 1 seed? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, Jenny, what you want to be. You want to be number 1 of them.
Yeah.
Who's going to wind up the number 1 seed?
You want Badu on that?
I do.
I'm
going to go game by game here.
What is that? Welcome.
I like their shot. You gave them a 2% chance. I give them a 60% chance. Yep, here they come.
Ain't happening.
Yep. You're in trouble. You're going to be in big trouble on both sides of the conferences.
You're going to be in big trouble when they got to hit the road. Hit the road, Jack.
How much do you have in the Eagles?
3 cases.
Okay. That could be a problem for you.
Walk into them.
Do
you know who's left on their schedule?
No mercy.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts. Sports. One of one.